Hello.
Good morning, Jean. This is Aaron from INS Law. How are you?
Oh, hi.
Good morning. Just for data protection, Jean, can you just confirm your address for me and date of birth, please?
My address, yeah, is 5 Livingston with an E, Way.
Perfect. Okay, and your date of birth?
FK10 4HX.
Perfect. And your date of birth?
11/4/59.
Perfect, Jean. Thank you very much for passing data protection there. Go on.
I went into the site yesterday and I tried, but some of the questions, the little boxes that already were marked in grey, but I was clicking on them to maybe change it and it wasn't working.
Yeah, so all you need to do with them forms is basically, yeah, sign them. You don't change anything or anything like that. Some of the boxes are blank. The boxes that are filled in, they've been filled in by myself. At this stage of the application process, we only fill in, say, maybe about 85%, 90% of that application form.
That
gives us enough sufficient evidence to be able to send that off to the redress scheme to get that application number. Once we resend it back to the redress scheme in the final process is when that application form will be complete. So all them boxes are all pre-filled for you. All you have to do is just have a look over and sign if you're happy.
There was another thing I really wanted to clarify with you, because I was speaking to my son about it, and he said that there will be no charge to me for anything.
No, not at all.
It's no win, no fee.
That's correct, yeah. So that's why I haven't asked you for any bank details. I'm not here to scam you or anything. It's nothing out of the ordinary. Paying ourselves, it just comes out of your redress payment at the end.
So at the end of it, I'm not going to have to foot any costs or anything.
No. So we just take the 19.2% from your redress award. We take that obviously for the time and effort we've put into your case. To get you that award. But then obviously, yeah, the rest is yours.
Right. Okay then. So that was just the initial stuff, just really for a signature and checking the details you've already put on the form.
That's it, correct, yeah.
I'll get to that.
Yeah, perfect. As you may have seen, when you click the link, there's a little yellow box on the bottom which tells you how many fields are required to sign. If you just click that yellow box, it'll take you to the signature box on where's required. And then once you've clicked that box, you've scribbled your signature, or you can type your name into it, and then you click.
You click
apply, and it'll populate that into that for you. And then that number of fields would then go down from, I think it's 4 or 5 to 0, when you keep doing that action, and it'll then go down.
All right. Okay. We actually have put a little scribble on a box that's meant to be for the agency. I think we're just sort of testing out if you could sign your name, or whether it was just to click it to be a signature. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, obviously, when you reopen that document, if you do come across that box, you can just re-click the box, and then you can clear that scribble. But when it comes to it, Jean, if you get the time today, you're more than welcome to give me a call back, and I can be on the phone with you to guide you through any assistance that you need.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, that's great. Okay then, yeah.
All right then, Jean. Not a problem. Give me a call if you need me assistance. If not, if I receive your application back today, I can send that straight off to the redress today.
All right. Okay. All right then.
Okay, Jean. Have a wonderful day. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye now. Bye.